You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, we're live. Okay. This is cool because I had no idea if Ricky was like Ricky Lake, a female, or Ricky Lee Travolta is a male. So I just found that out. And then I'm like, oh, could he be? Is he? Is there a relationship with the John Travolta? So, of course, that's the first question I asked. Hi, are you related to John Travolta? Is like how I said it. And so, everyone, let me just say, brave, bold, handsome, kind of bald. I can't really see. Yeah. So you've got all the criteria. Oh, very handsome, though. So let me introduce you guys to Ricky Lee Travolta. That's all I know about him. So, Ricky, take it away.
Well, Adrian, it's so fun and exciting to be talking to you and to be sharing time with a live audience. And then, you know, this will get reposted, no prep needed, to last in posterity. And it's just, they call me America's friend. It's a reporter once followed me around. And I represent big companies, big rock stars, big Hollywood stars, people who can afford a big price tag for advice that Steve Jobs of Apple called me and told me I'm a marketing genius. So that kind of commands a large price tag. Yet, I will stop on the street and give free advice to small business owners because I'm a nice guy and they can't afford my price tag, but I'm all about people, communities. I want everybody to succeed. I don't assist a business to put other businesses out of business. I want everybody to succeed. And so this reporter saw me doing that. He said, man, you're America's friend. And he put it in his article and it just kind of stuck. So I'm a friendly guy. And you started off the conversation. You said, okay, are you a male, female? I didn't Google you. Well, obviously a male. But Ricky, very unique spelling of the name. Could be female, could be male. Ricky Lake, Ricky Rocket. But the other thing you asked, my relationship to John Travolta. So for most of my life, everybody, including myself, John, Joey, Ellen, Margaret, Aunt Sam, everybody thought I was the nephew. I was offered to play Danny Zuko in the Broadway revival of Grease in 1994, replacing Ricky Paul Golden from the soap opera who was originated the role. Instead, I decided to do Tony and Tina's Wedding because I didn't even thinking I was John Travolta's nephew. I didn't want to be the coattails guy. But here is the wow. 2023, we find out official records. My father, he's currently living as Dr. Gerald Michael Beezy, B-I-E-Z-E, one of many names. My father that created Ricky Lee Travolta, Michael Salvatore Travolta, doesn't exist, nor does Dr. Gerald Michael Beasy. He was born Roland Warren Beasy Jr. My grandfather, Roland Beasy Sr., faked his own death in 1958, married his own widow under a made-up name, Lawrence Ernesti. My father then becomes Lawrence Ernesti Jr., had many, many names, Lawrence Ernesti Jr. being one of them, one of the many names he's a convicted sex offender under. Right now, he's convicted under that name in Lincoln, Nebraska, but pays his brother, who was born Warren Beasy and then Kevin Ernesti, and now Dennis Beasy. His brother stays in the house because he can't, Lawrence or Gerald, can't leave the state, but he's the successful businessman in Lake Oswego, Oregon, under the name Dr. Gerald Michael Beasy, or Jerry, who doesn't have a social security number. It's all under Roland, his medical license and everything. He graduated from Urbana in Illinois. And if you look at the school records, it's Roland Beasy, but he was telling everybody Gerald Beasy because they didn't check records back then. My mother didn't know. So he created Ricky Lee Travolta, telling me his name was Michael Salvatore Travolta. He's a doctor, has access to medications, has access to prescribed things. He was sexually molesting me since the age of 4 and drugging me. So, sad story there, right? But 2023, we discovered, work with a great team of doctors. And here I am, I have this great brand, Ricky Lee Travolta. I created the fame of Otherworld Computing, a $583 million tech company. I introduced the Axiatron MacBook, the iPad before the iPad, which is why Steve Jobs called me and told me I was a marketing genius. I was the new empire man for Empire Today. I made them the number one flooring company in the nation in less than a year. I am considered a historic, autistic success story, because I'm only able to do those high-level marketing things because of the superpower of autism, as opposed to the disability aspect, which is real. Because the other end of the autism, I can put together a $100 million marketing campaign while making breakfast. My mind just works different. But executive function disorder, I can not really use a cell phone. I have to have an assistant for it. And that's part of my success in business, is taking what I need in real life. I can't succeed in real life without an assistant. So I apply that to business, teamwork. Every success I've ever had, yeah, I'm the smiling pretty face. And I used to have just this beautiful long blonde hair. I had to adapt my brand. Sometimes you have you don't have what you want. I would love to have my hair, but genetic. Daddy. Yes. And so here I am. I have this brand, Ricky Lee Travolta, and I find out it's a made-up name. But I didn't make it up. And people like me, and people love me, and I've done this great stuff. So I'm just honest about it. Yeah, Ricky Lee Travolta. John Travolta is an amazing guy. I actually really hope to work with him on projects in the future, because I never even wanted to explore that, because I didn't want to be the coattails guy. Joey Travolta is a brilliant film director and works with autistic kids. And so I'm really looking forward to connecting to him, if they want to look at it that way. But I never wanted to explore that before. And so it's turning a negative into a positive, tragedy into triumph. And related to, if I can just keep babbling, related to my daddy being a sex offender. Okay, it's awful. It's awful. And it made a situation where my life, I've lived with a diagnosis called dissociative identity disorder. You probably don't know what that is. It used to be called multiple personality disorder. And it doesn't mean I'm crazy. It just means daddy did bad things. So in your hero, the man that you love, the man that you want to love you, is violating as a four-year-old child your mind in order to not go crazy. You have to become someone else. And so that happened. And it's never going to go away. But by acknowledging it, I'm able to be a success. So with Other World Computing, Larry O'Connor begged and begged and begged me to come on and change not only the company brand. It was a struggling little computer company, a blip on the map. It was, they joked about it. It was a computer company in a rented warehouse in a cornfield. It was in the middle of nowhere, blip on the map. And he wanted it to be a success. He wanted to compete with Steve Jobs, but he was also obsessed with the fact that he was known far and wide as Lying Larry. And he didn't like that nickname. And I was the guy who could make the company famous and could change that perception of him. And so there was all these secret meetings because he had somebody heading up their marketing and public relations and told me he didn't. So he was lying to Jen Schomburg. And I didn't find that out until I showed up for my first day and she's the one who answered the door. Awkward. But we have all these secret meetings. And in order for me to accept a corporate position where I'm in the office, where I'm the executive spokesperson, where I'm the number two guy in the company, A, I have to have part ownership of the company. And B, there has to be a handshake deal where he knows I have multiple personality disorder because there's a solution to it. I had to have a private office because I'm the golden boy of the company. Everybody loves me. My concepts, my vision is making the company untold profits. But the reality is at some point I'm going to start barking like a dog or talking like a black woman from Kentucky or maybe talking like an alien. Who knows? None of it's dangerous, but I'm going to lose the respect of everybody in the company. And so image and branding, what I'm great at on a corporate level with celebrities, Hollywood stars, rock stars, I also do with myself. As long as I have the private office, I'm the golden boy of the company. Anything's going to happen. I'm in the office. Nobody sees it. If nobody sees it, it's like it didn't happen. I come out. I'm still Ricky. And everybody's happy. So acknowledging the truth, not trying to hide that I have this because it will never go away. But, and I had the same deal with Steve Silvers at Empire Today. I'd introduced the Axiotron Modbook, the only product in the history of Apple Mac World Convention. It was like the biggest, it was almost religious, of this big event every year in San Francisco, California. And Steve Jobs would unveil the latest and greatest Apple product, and all the Apple related vendors would be there and just take over the city of San Francisco. It dominated tech headlines every year. And in the history of Mac World, only one product, one company won the best of show that wasn't Apple. The Axiotron Mopo.
I want to sing the song, but I don't know it. Empire.
I was not, I don't invent things. I didn't invent the mod book. That was Andres Haas. But it would have never appeared anywhere if it hadn't been for the way I structured the marketing campaign. And that's why Steve Jobs called me personally. And he complimented Andres, of course. But he told me, I'm a marketing genius. He said, Ricky Lee Travolta is a marketing genius. And wow, from being the little kid that my mother and her brothers and so forth call me an idiot to this day, because they've never Googled me. They don't realize what I've done. Because they, wow, right? And then my father had special names for me too, the most notable being Defective. He would make me burn moles off my body as punishment for being defective. But Steve Jobs saw a different side of me. Steve Jobs saw genius. And so did Joel Glantz, the executive vice president of Empire Today, because David Olenowitz, billionaire venture capitalist, had bought this Chicago brand, Empire Carpet, because it had a big popularity in Chicago, thanks to just repeated advertising with a spokesperson known as the Empire Man, which was Lynn Haldren, who wasn't really an actor or anything. He was the script writer. Way back in the day, they bought this ad time just for pennies. Nobody was buying ad time. They bought a ton of it and were airing their first commercial. None of the actors could get the lines right. They'd already paid for the screen time, for the studio time. They had to shoot. Lynn is the guy who wrote the copy. He wrote the ad. And so he was the only one who knew the lines, had to step in, and was probably the most wooden spokesperson of all time. And I loved Lynn. Oh, we were dear friends. But he was the first to admit he wasn't an actor. And so when David Olenowitz buys this brand to take it national, nobody connects to him on a national level. They only connected to him in Chicago.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go, because you adopt something that's familiar. They were airing all these ads decade after decade. It was like your cousin, your brother. Chicago was just used to it. The nation wasn't. And so the brand was not doing really well. And they tried to bring in different things. They brought in, I think it was a newscaster, female newscaster. I want to say it was Minnesota, and it didn't work. And so Joel Glantz, brilliant gentleman, senior vice president, the only guy there who dated back to when Lynn Haldren started, he said, we need something different. We need something different. And he went out and got me, because I had just stolen the thunder from Steve Jobs the year that Andres and I won the best of show at Macworld. The thing that Steve Jobs was talking about, the iPhone. That's how major I commanded tech headlines. And so Joel Glantz realized I was the guy who could do it. I also was very different than this guy. I had very long blonde hair. It's all gone now. This is not me, but I had just done a modeling shoot with Fabio. So this is why he sent the picture. And so it was like small, medium, and large. It was Fabio, who's about 6'6". He's just huge. And I'm as straight as they come. I have many gay friends, but I am straight as an arrow. But even I can recognize this man was just, he was like a statue. And then his cousin from Italy, he was like the medium, and because we all look very, very similar. And he was the medium, and I was the small, which was really hurtful to my ego, because I'm 5'11", and that's not really normally regarded as small. But I was compared to, I'll have to put that back later, I was compared to Fabio. And so I just done that modeling shoot, so a very different image than this guy. And I'm a very different kind of spokesperson. Normally, the spokesperson recites lines. They read the words. I'm also the guy who does it behind the scenes. I come up with the campaigns. So, wow, exactly what they want, the guy who can change the industry. Well, we have to have that deal because I'm going to be in the office. I have to have a private office. And so Joel knew it, and Steve Silvers, the president, and David Leonowitz. And Steve Silvers, you know, did a lot of negotiation. Steve Silvers was actually later sued for embezzlement by Empire Today for like $25 million.
Wow.
Yeah. But back in the day, that's what it took. I had to have part ownership, and we had to have this agreement that I would have a private office. And I did it. I was introduced as the new Empire man in August 18th, 2007, Wrigley Field, with Lou Piniella standing by on the field with the Cubs. And we had Lynn go out and throw the first pitch. And then I started doing the national media. And Lynn did the local. And any success I've had has been by doing things different. So I didn't invent product placement. Some very brilliant person did. And I stumbled into it in the early days, back when I was with Otherworld Computing. My friend Dan Riley, he is a film producer and a television producer. And my first book, My Fractured Life, was optioned by Dan Riley and Peter Clark and Port McGee Pictures to be made into a feature film. And Heath Ledger actually really wanted to star in that. And we just got the film and television rights back. So unfortunately, it won't be Heath. You know, God bless his soul. It would have been a phenomenal movie with him. But I think it's going to be a phenomenal movie with a young star of today. And that's
so you're going to be talking about the multiple personalities. Is that like the book is you're highlighting your life and your stories?
No, this is a fiction book. This is a fiction book. It actually helped pioneer a genre called alternate history. What once upon a time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's Oscar winning film. That's one example of how this genre has exploded. I didn't invent it. I saw a film called Fatherland, which it made the story that the Nazis had won World War II. What would life be like in that? And that's a horrible thing, but it's a great concept, the what if. And so I took it, and it's an alternate history. It's just about a fictional movie star. And I loaned him some of my attributes. Like he did Tony and Tina's wedding. And he had this fake series on TV, you know, made up for the book called Then Again. And David Bryan of Bon Jovi was going to do the score, the soundtrack for the film. And just a brilliant gentleman. When I was meeting with him, he talked about this musical he had in workshop called Memphis. And we talked about different plans for that. And lo and behold, he ends up on Broadway and wins the Tony years later. But David was going to do the music. And one of the things he was so excited about was the opportunity to do a theme song for an 80s TV show, Then Again, within the story. Because Then Again was a takeoff of 21 Jump Street. Young guys playing cops. And so that really excited him. And so anyway, I'm with Otherworld Computing. I'm the executive spokesperson. I'm the head of all marketing and public relations and image. I'm the head of our Otherworld Entertainment division, working with stars from the Star Trek universe. I did a project. We brought in Chase Masterson, who played Lita on Deep Space Nine. Dear friend of mine, one of the most beautiful women ever, just physically. But beyond that, so talented as an actress, as a singer, but also as a business person. And she has cultivated her fame into doing something good. And that's Pop Culture Hero Coalition. And they help combat bullying and do good things like that. And I love Chase. She's the most amazing person. And I was so honored to get to start our relationship then. We did a film, Yesterday Was a Lie. And that was all brought about from Larry wanted to start Otherworld Entertainment as a division. And I worked with Larry, Roger Adler, brilliant musician, Emmy-winning musician. And we were talking to George Takei about coming out for a project, and Scott Bakula, and all that. And so here I am doing all that great stuff. And the book, My Fractured Life, had been optioned by Dan Reilly and Peter Clark. And Dan was producing for E! Entertainment Television, producing television back then. So I'm doing things different at Otherworld Computing, making headlines of things. I say, hey, Dan, can you put our products in the back of your shots? And he laughs at me. He says, man, Ricky, that's a great idea, but that's not how it's done. It's called product placement. And he introduces me to a product placement agent. And then I learn. So when I go over to Otherworld Computing, or I'm sorry, when I go over to Empire Today, I go gangbusters with it. So I make, up until that point, they were paying through the nose to advertise on everything. And I took a different approach. I made us the official flooring company of everything. And I'll cite an example. Montel Williams Show, one of the most popular shows on the air at that time, and it's daily. And so I negotiated a deal where we were the official flooring company of the Montel Williams Show. And so instead of paying through the nose for advertising, we were on the show, our logo and credits every day. In addition to that, I'm appearing on the show. In addition to that, when they would have a tragedy strike and a family, their house burns down or something, and somebody builds them a house or something, Empire Today provides the carpeting, and we get the bragging rights, the headlines, and it's all networking. It's all working this big web, not one thing at a time. And that's the autism. That's what a quote unquote normal person can't do. So, official flooring company of the Montel Williams Show. I'm also appearing on every show on HGTV, Playboy Channel, doing things with them. And I tied in a lot of celebrities. Now I'll use my little visual aid. This is autographed by Danny Bonaducci and Adam Carolla, two very famous individuals that I worked with and got them affiliated. Tying in names, doing all these things. And the result was number one flooring company in the nation in less than a year. A normal person would have done it in 10 to 20 years. They've looked at the statistics. I was able to do it because of the superpower of autism. But I had to have that private office because, and here's the thing, Adrian, because if it was to be taken away, it would be abuse, it would be discrimination, because they would be knowingly violating a contract, a handshake deal, and they would be knowingly abusing a technically disabled person. And Adrian, once the brilliant Joel Glantz, who brought me in, was forced out of the company, that's what they did.
They took away my life.
And I achieved all this success for them, knowing that I had to do it my way. They bring in a woman named Marla Michalik and a vice president who is the best friend of Steve Silver's, Todd, I believe his name was Todd Johnson. He'd never had a success in business. He'd been vice president and run companies out of business, but was best friends with people and get these jobs. And so I was ordered to achieve the same results, these groundbreaking, legendary results that had never been achieved. I was demanded that I achieve those results with other people's campaigns. I couldn't make them up. I had to, and that doesn't work. That's not the formula for success. You can't say, here's a can of green paint, paint the house blue. That's not logical. And so that's where I always go back to, you have to be honest. When I advise a company, I advise them to always be honest and accept that the truth is the truth. I wish Daddy didn't rape me. He did. I wish I didn't have multiple personalities. It's a real pain in the butt because I've never had a successful romantic relationship. I've always dreamed of the one true love. And my babysitters, my mother didn't like me, never used the words, I love you or I'm proud of you. And my father liked me in the wrong way. So my babysitters were the TV and film. And I'm 54, you know, back in those days, every Hollywood story, everything you saw on screen, boy and girl fall in love and they stay together forever. And that's what I dreamed of. But how does a woman live with somebody who becomes other people? Because it happens. And God bless the women who have tried. And again, I have found a way to look at things differently. And I punished myself forever for not having the one true love. And then one day, I decided, let's not punish Ricky. Let's look at the positive. I've been fortunate to have several true loves. And it started with Adina Franchi, my first real true love. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have married her, except my father flew out and raped me. And then I had the wonderful Jessica Lauren Fisher, mm-hmm. one of the most brilliant singers and actresses I've ever worked with. And she could have been a star. In fact, she was up for a role on Raven Simone's series, Raven. Back in the day.
Oh, yes. Love Raven.
And I think she would have got it if she followed my advice. She was up for the best friend. And I said, you have to stand out. If you go to that final callback, you're just going to blend in with every other person who is up for it because they're just looking for a type. Jessica, go in pajamas. Be totally different and make that the catch for the character. And she didn't do it. I think if she did, it might have been different. But it doesn't matter. It didn't happen. We did a production of Bye Bye Birdie together. And I was supposed to do the 2005 Broadway revival of that and the finance.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Went away, so didn't do that. But it's a show that I've done many, many times. And I got to do it once with her. And then my next true love, Sonia. Now it's Sonia Travolta. She was Sonia Rahani. And I called her my time stopper. The first time that I saw her, I was running a dance studio. The guy that my family call an idiot, my mother and her brothers call an idiot and stupid, but Steve Jobs said is a marketing genius. Well, I became a college dance teacher, college dance professor at the age of 20. And so I'm starting to side a little more with Steve Jobs on how to classify me. But I was running a dance studio, North Shore Dance Center. It's still in existence. It's North Shore Dance and Theater now. And I started that with Arla Faye, Adina Franchi's mother, my first love, because Adina didn't have an artistic bone in her body, hated the arts, but her mom was this brilliant choreographer and dance teacher. So she loved me, taught me to dance, got me the job as the dance professor at the college. And then later on, we had North Shore Dance Center. And so Sonia, her daughter, Jessica, who I still consider mine, Jessica was taking lessons. And normally it was Sonia's ex-husband, Sammer, who would come and pick her up. And one day Sonia walks in and time stopped.
Aww.
But the problem, I was still being raped by my father. I had multiple personality disorder. I was drinking like a fish, because when you have that kind of emotional pain, you're doing anything to cover it up. So unfortunately, the relationship never had a chance. And that was repeated again with Marie. And I'm not going to say her last name, because my father's actually issuing death threats and things, and she doesn't want her name known, very logically. But she and I have a son, and she was the one I thought would be forever. I really did. And it was the interference of my mother's family and Empire Today that caused me to be misdiagnosed for about 20 years. Because one in four autistic people, one in four autistic men and one in three autistic women are misdiagnosed with mental illness, usually schizophrenia. And I went to the hospital, one of the top marketing people in the country, and I was unconscious. And my mother's brother, Kirk Landers, and I believe maybe some other members of the family, they haven't revealed who. They're not talking to me once it was found out. They told the hospital while I was unconscious. They told them that I was schizophrenic. And they hadn't interacted with me since really I was a little kid. They were basing it all on what my father, the sex offender, was telling them to cover up why I was acting out as a kid being abused. And to this day, Kirk Landers, Mike Landers, Scott Landers, and Patricia Elizabeth Landers Beasy refuse to look at hundreds of legal documents of evidence. They refuse to look at the pictures of my father from the sex offender registry that you can look up online. Because as Kirk Landers put it, I don't need to look at evidence. Ricky, you're crazy. Your dad is a charming guy. Refusing to look at evidence.
Ricky, I have a couple questions. Did you testify then? Did you have to testify against your dad to get him in prison, to put him in prison?
Oh, there's more fun there. He's issuing death threats right now. I'm in hiding. I was advised by the Schaumburg police of Schaumburg, Illinois, to go into hiding because he's actively issuing threats. Because the Lake Oswego police have not arrested him yet. And so I will very definitely be testified once he is arrested. The legal process works a little slow sometimes, which is really disappointing, when all I want to do is be with my kids. So I had that beautiful relationship with Marie, and she, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Mm. And so talented. She could have had an incredible recording career. Her voice, I worked with Janet Jackson early in my career. I was in college. I was just lucky to be on the team. And I did not head the team, but I learned from them. And we did the promotions for Rhythm Nation. At the time, the most Grammy nominations in history for an album. I've worked with some pretty big divas. I appeared with Liza Minnelli. I didn't sing with her. I was a dancer. But, I worked with a lot of really big people. I mean, Chase Masterson, you know her as the sci-fi goddess on TV, but you should hear her sing. She should be on Broadway. They're doing a Broadway revival of Gypsy right now. She should really be in line as one of the replacements for the main role, because she has that level of talent. Aww. But my relationship with Marie was destroyed because I went to the hospital unconscious, top executive in the country, one of the top five in marketing, and woke up not able to wipe my own behind, because they had already pumped me full of like the highest doses of antipsychotic medication, which when it was discovered what had been done, Darren Coulter at Geode Health was the one who discovered it, because all he did was look at the medical records. Unfortunately, when you have state doctors, they can be really nice people, but they didn't graduate at the top of the class usually. And so Dr. Ritu Talwar for 20 years was writing down everything I was saying. And instead of acknowledging she was doing the wrong thing, kept increasing the dosage rather than taking it away. And Darren Coulter looks at the notes. All he had to do was read them and say, oh my Lord, you've been saying the truth and they've been ignoring it. Same thing with Dr. Susan Olmich, the therapist who was treating me for those 20 years, who was listening to all this about the multiple personalities and then terminated my care illegally in HIPAA violations because it was pointed out she wasn't treating the multiple personalities, was just telling me she was. And wow. And so Darren looks at the information, and that's all it took. All it took was looking at it. And within like, I don't know, a week, suddenly I'm a normal person again. And what he said was that giving that kind of medication, super powerful, to somebody who doesn't need it, it's like giving massive amounts of chemotherapy medicine to somebody without cancer. I could not wipe my own behind. Literally, I couldn't work. I couldn't even button my shirts. And I think you see that a very different version than that. And that's all it took was a medical practitioner looking past the symptoms, looking past what somebody had told him and looking at the actual facts. Because in terms of symptoms, an autistic person who is being raped is going to exhibit the symptoms that match schizophrenia. But if you look instead of the symptoms, you look at the cause, then you get the real result. And that's becoming a problem in our medical system because things are owned by corporations now. It's just a fact. I'm not going to say good or bad. It's a fact. And we need corporations for this country. We need our economy. I love the country. I'm America's friend. I want everyone to succeed. But part of the corporate ownership of the medical system is the rules that are put in place where a doctor is given a time limit of 10 minutes or 15 minutes that's all they're allowed with the patient and their notes and anything. And sometimes to do the job right needs more time. My aunt, Dr. Catherine Landers, back when she owned her own practice, it took a toll on her marriage to Kirk Landers because she would be up hours and hours and hours every night like a teacher taking home work after school. Well, she had the medical files and be sitting there in bed because she was a real doctor doing real work. And that's not to insult the current doctors. They're real doctors. They've gone to medical school. But I bet they would much rather have the time to do their job right. And if you're only given 10 minutes to diagnose something and reading the notes is going to take 3 hours, that's an equation for disaster. And that's, But so I lost out on my relationship with Marie, and then I had one last true love. And that's my business partner, Deborah Swinford. She and I own Entertainability Group together. And when I was, as a big, strong, heterosexual man who loves women, I've had things up my butt that I don't want up my butt. And so it was Daddy, and then an organization called Thresholds, which was social workers who were supposed to be taking care of the droid zombie. And instead, a woman named Mary Hutchinson and her supervisor, Johanna, stuck things up my butt. And it was 2022. I abandoned in this just awful place in Woodstock. And my family, the Landers, Kirk Landers, Mike Landers, Scott Landers, my mother. Scott Landers I didn't call because he was in California. My mother, Patricia Elizabeth Landers Beasy, my sister, Jordana Beezy Foster, Kirk Landers, Mike Landers, and Rachel Landers, my cousin. I called all of them. I've been abandoned, and I've never wanted to die, never in my life. And it was so bad. It was like, I can't live here. I would want to kill myself. Didn't want to kill myself. And nobody would answer the phone. And so I show up on the doorstep of Deb Swinford with my cat and said, save me. And she did.
She took me in.
She put me in bed. She held me. She held me for, I don't know, like two days. And she talked to me. She let me talk. And that's what I needed. And she, then she said, she was my best friend for 30 years because we met doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I played Brick, which was—
Wait, I missed that. Part. What is the name of the book?
It's not a book. It's
okay, read the name. Oh,
yep. That was then made into a movie. And then I was offered the part of Brick, which is the male lead. He's a former football player who's now an alcoholic. And Deb played Maggie, his wife. And I took the part. It was at the Woodstock Opera House. And I took the part because Paul Newman is and always will be my favorite actor of all time. And he did the movie. And the Woodstock Opera House is actually where he first started his acting career. And so I was like, wow, if somebody's going to take on this challenge, I don't know if I'm worthy, but I would really like to try. And so I met Deb then, and we stayed friends for, you know, 30 years. We had one divot in our relationship, and that's when her best friend, Catherine Tiffany, she's apparently always hated me. I don't know why. Apparently she hates men. I don't know. She's not invited to her own family functions. Her family won't invite her to Christmas and things. So maybe she has issues. I don't know. I've always tried to be nice to her, but something happened. Deb and I was directing a production of Grease, and because Deb wanted to choreograph a production of Grease, and we wanted to do something together. And some mistakes were made by some of the people on staff. Deb was one of them. I made mistakes, and Kathleen Tiffany got on the phone with me and told me she was going to make up all these lies, and she did. And I lived with it because I wanted the show to go on, and I knew if I was the martyr, then the show would go on, and so forth. And so Deb and I had a little divot in our relationship because she was listening to her best friend who was saying all these lies. But eventually, we reconnected, and she— and so then, years later, 2022, I show up on her doorstep with the cat. She takes care of me. And she says, you know what? You're brilliant. I visited you in California when you were working with Jerry Goldman, the chief financial officer of Paramount. I was kind of his protege because I was nice to him one time. He was looking for an accounting job. And I read his resume and things because I'm just a nice guy. And so he would stop production meetings to talk to me. And I didn't know it at the time. I was just calling my buddy in the entertainment industry for advice. Turns out he stopped in big time production meetings because he liked me. And Deb saw that. She had flown out to California. She had corresponded with me when I was going across the country doing Tony and Tina's Wedding and West Side Story and all this.
I love Tony and Tina's Weddings.
Oh, then we can talk forever on that. And then in California, I was also working with Ben Roth. Putting down the base structure for Roth staffing, which
we
is
only
now
have 4 minutes. I feel bad, 4 minutes, because I do have to. I have another one meeting.
Oh, but okay.
I have a question to ask you. Finish it, and then let me ask you. And the question I want to ask you is: what is your goal? Are you coming on podcasts to help other people? Because I think that you really can help. There's not a lot of conversations around multiple personalities. And of course, I'm thinking Sybil, because that's the only one that I could think of that I know. I'm curious what your goal is. And another question is, at Empire, when you had your own office, how did they know? I mean, you could keep you in your office, but you could walk out the door and be another personality. So how did you control that? So sorry, two questions.
By not walking out the door. By not walking out the door. Rules. Everybody follows rules. And you have to have tools. So I write myself notes so that if I become somebody else, they know how to take things over. Every phone, every computer I have has the same password so that any personality can get into it and continue working. It's acknowledging the truth. And so, you know, acknowledging the truth. I redid everything for Neurotech and Otherworld Computing and all these. Redid their logo. Redid their packaging. They were trying to sell things in white boxes because it was free from China. And I came up with fancy packaging because that sells. I turned it into a present. People want to open a present. It looked like a present. And so all this has been erased from the Otherworld Computing press room. Empire Today has erased me. They've put other people's names in the articles I'm in. Yet we have the actual ones. And so that's where the truth matters, because you can lie for decades why somebody's the drooling zombie. But guess what? When Darren Coulter at Geode Health, you walk into his office and he says, wow, you might be a drooling zombie, but I recognize that you're a genius. He used the word genius, unlocks everything. And I go through my boxes and I have the evidence that shows decades of corruption that didn't have to happen. Didn't have to happen if they just told the truth.
Wow. And that's my that is your goal.
Is the truth matters. And just be truthful and love people and embrace people and help people. That's my message.
So I have a question for you. So I am a co-host of Debate the News True Crime on Chatter Social. It's a live audio, social audio video app. And I'll talk to Joe. Joseph, I think that you would be a great guest to share your story and, you know, what had happened. So I will get back to you on that. You've been amazing. I hate that I have to leave. I've just been so engrossed with everything, but I'm processing it all too. And it's a wow. And one last question before we go. So you said that you use the word school. So when you're walking around in a neighbor, in a community, and you see the small businesses, how exactly are you schooling the small businesses? Are you talking about how they can place their products, or like, do you see like, okay, their marketing is off? What tips do you share?
It's listening and communicating, because every company is different. So the solution to success is going to be different for everybody. I don't do a formula. I individualize. So all I do is I talk to people. I love to talk. I love to listen. And if I hear somebody say, hey, I have this problem, I can usually figure out a solution. I diagnosed my friend Barb developed pain and her doctors couldn't figure it out. I analyzed the situation, realized that she had changed where she was buying her favorite food, baby carrots. And we looked at it. It was being grown in a different type of soil with a different fertilizer. Took that away, boom, the pain went away. I figure things out. That's the smart thing about autism. And I'm just looking forward. I'm so glad that I have the rights back to my fractured life. Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses fame, he's one of my prized clients. I've made companies famous. I still do that. I still bring on corporate clients. You can get a hold of us at Idol Makers at celebrityendorsements.us. US being very key. I love the world, but right now I'm America's friend, focused on America. So we choose everything.us. Idol Makers at celebrityendorsements.us. We represent companies, make them famous, and celebrities. Make celebrities into celebrity brands, because that's the fun stuff for me. I'm hanging out with the rock stars and Hollywood stars I grew up idolizing. And you know, at the end of the day, shouldn't work be fun? And at the end of the day, it should be for a good purpose, which is going home to your family. So I look forward to stop being in fear of my father and his death threats and going home to my kids. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Good. I'm going to keep you in my prayers and crossing my fingers. Would I be correct if I asked this question, Ricky, are you considered a savant?
I am. The term idiot savant is very applicable. Because I am a savant. I am, like I said, I didn't do the comparison, but they compare me to Mozart in terms of my marketing. Mozart, I wish I could write songs like him. I've had a few albums and they're not Mozart. But I will tell you, Mozart was autistic and his music has been proven to have soothing effects on autistic minds. And so it's a very applicable comparison. My super is marketing, but I'm the idiot in the regards of the executive function disorder. I'll never be able to do this without assistance. My family, the Landers, only see me as the idiot, where the rest of the world sees me as the savant.
Interesting. Thank you for answering that, because my daughter's dating a savant. So very interesting. Wow. And I just did an interview the other day with Tech Rescue, and the owner, the whole idea is that for $50 a month or $400 a year, you get 24/7 all the tech support that you need, which is so cool. Anyways, I thought that was really cool. And it's a great way to help families.
Adrian, I'm going to ask, I'm all about making friends and networking, and you're now my friend.
Yay.
I would love it if you would put me in contact with him. I endorse brands. And yes, I endorse big companies, but I'm focused more on smaller companies and making them big. And so maybe that is somebody who we can do something, because in the tech industry, I do have a bit of a reputation. I made Otherworld Computing a $583 million tech leader. Steve Jobs called me a marketing genius. And I was also the spokesperson for a tier one ISP. You might be interested.
Amazeballs. I love it. All right. Do have to run. Thank you so much. I will be back in touch with you. I'm going down the rabbit hole to learn everything about you. And I'll talk to Joseph regarding the true crimes. And thank you so much. And I will be back with you. And then this will be turned into a podcast, but we are friends. We're going to stay in touch. I'm going to follow you everywhere, like a puppy. I'm following you. Thank you. Be safe. Be careful. Thank you for being so honest and transparent, and that you.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.